What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rick. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Got to tell y'all, high school football's right around the corner. I was just looking at Buford's new $62 million stadium. Now, I've said this. Georgia has great high school football. There's no debating it. But you're going to see the level go up around the state with this stadium because there's going to be this thing that we've got to compete. And Coach App up there, big shout-out to all the Buford guys. Some of them came through at Hooters, ran into a few of you guys. I know some of the staff up there. This thing's incredible. I only say that to say we have some incredible programs around the state. But, Mike, like – this takes it to a whole nother level when you talk about home field advantage. This thing's got suites. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we saw the artist conception of this. And again, anybody who drives by the program, I mean, you get better stuff than some high school, colleges, I should say, and maybe even some pro teams based on how some owners are not throwing their money around. Local tax revenue, the S-Plus funding, strategic investments. There's a number of reasons why, because people always ask, how does Buford have all this money to do this? And other schools don't. And it's its own unique situation. There's a lot more explaining that I can do with you here on the show. But they've done it, and they utilize it, and that's why they are a football factory.
Community, man. I mean, this is, Mike, when you guys watched Friday Night Lights and you go, Permian, how does Permian, that's a Permian community. They invest in it and they built stuff like this in the 90s and into the early 2000s. That's what happens. And you get these schools, you know, the school Matthew Stafford went to. Similar, Mike. I mean, this is how they do it. And you get these reputations and you start winning state championships. I think Buford's won 13 or 14.
Right. Day-Day, you cover a lot of high school football. Part of it is like the way that they benefit from – I guess countywide funding. There's city. Crossover with the city, but either way, it works. I'm not faulting it. Hey, take what you can get.
Yeah, with Buford being a city school, they have a lot more flexibility. Mm. I guess you would say, correct, as far as how that funding can take place and come in versus a Gwinnett County school system or Fulton County school system, where they kind of dictate. All right, here's who's gonna get what renovations and upgrades at what time. So. Yeah, man. Buford is
it's on another level. It just is. I mean, congratulations. And it's great for the kids, by the way, to play in something like that and have the backing. It's unbelievable. High school football's right around the corner. Hey, we're talking NFL football right now. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Let's start with our Falcons. We were talking about the O-line. We're going to let you hear from Chris Lindstrom, who sat down with Mike Johnson and Dylan Matthews on Sunday. But Jake Matthews, our longtime left tackle, Mike, what does he think this O-line can be? Here's what he said.
Yes, I do, and I've been asked that, even talked about a bunch. You can sense it too. I mean, it's the second year with Raheem, and it's like, hey, we were really close last year. We showed a lot of good things. You know, Penix came in, and you know, same thing. Showed a lot of good things as well. Now it's time to take that to the next level. Let's make it. Let's make a playoff run. Let's get in, and you know, that's the goal. And you know, once we're in, you know, anything can happen. Let's take it a week at a time. But it all starts, you know, it's hard to talk way down the line about that when we're three practices in into training camp. So let's keep doing what we're doing now. Like we said earlier, talking about the competition and the way we're going against each other, and good things will come from all this hard work.
He thinks they can be the best offensive line in the league. And that's where he says, year two of Raheem, we made some strides last year. You think they can be?
Well, I mean, as we said, and maybe we're too close to it, because I always talk and look at, you know, is you know, McGarry, which mentions on Friday, the best as far as pass blocking? Well, they certainly, you know, feel that way, because otherwise they would have had to upgrade. He is the blind side protector. He's always been great. The whole line as a whole has been great running. And now just protect that man's blind side. Don't want to have to. And there's certain situations, Carl, when you're going up against some of the elites, you're going to have some help on that side, and that's football. But, yeah, I think in the middle of the line with New Zealand, no one's really actually saying that's even an issue. They're happy with him. They saw the work, the 8-game audition that he put out there. You know, after Dahlman went down, he signed with the Bears. So, yeah, we know. I know the PFF metrics are kind of funky, but we saw the numbers. Bijan had crazy numbers last year.
He did.
And Tyler, too, when he gets his chance.
Speaking of Ryan Neuzel, here's what he said about becoming the starting center and getting that new deal.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, it's always nice in this business. And then just being able to be here and secure a deal, it's been really nice. And then just being back with everyone, couldn't be happier.
Yeah, again, concern-wise, and he showed us he can play, you know, where he ranks and all that stuff, to Mike's point, I don't know. Can he block the guy in front of him? Can he open up a hole or two? That's all that matters to me. And as long as we're not getting pushed around, Mike, guard, center, guard. I don't think we're going to get pushed around. And guys, think about this. We start with the Bucks. That may be the best defensive line we're going to face. Seriously, they're loaded, and those guys get after it. So it's going to be curious to see how the starting offensive line progresses through the season.
Right, and we're playing some good defenses. I mean, one of the games that kind of, I don't know, the Bucs were familiar with them. We did find a way to beat them twice. But what Flores would bring with Minnesota, for instance, up there on that road game.
Yeah, he's going to come after it, no doubt. Hey, man, this just in, speaking of the Bucs, they have reworked quarterback Baker Mayfield's contract. They're giving him $30 million guaranteed in 2026. They're not adding to the deal. It remains the length. It remains the same. Mm. But Baker getting some financial security heading into next season. So he is basically, Mike, they're moving some money forward here for Baker Mayfield. And again, maybe from salary cap situation to get some other guys.
In the form of a signing bonus and how, you know, how it's kind of, you know, a little crazy to get down to the nuts and bolts of it. Yeah, there's a reason behind it. And they love this guy down there. The team loves that guy down there.
So that's interesting. And then we were just talking about Drake London. And ironically, you know, Terry Fontenot said, I'm not going to talk about a contract publicly or any of that stuff. Well, we got another guy that just got paid in Denver. Cortland Sutherland, or Sutton, should I say, just reached a 4-year, $92 million extension for the Broncos. So, again, it's not as much as Garrett Wilson, but it is a 4-year, $92 million deal. So you're going to say, all right, shorter, but this is the range in which I think we're looking at for Drake.
He only had one previous season of 1,000 yards, and then Bo Nix came into his life, and they had 8 touchdowns. So a guy that was, you know, you and I were saying, anybody who had the misfortune of owning this guy in fantasy football, he's a mixed bag. But they obviously see good things trending with Bo Nix as a delivery system. 81 receptions, as I mentioned, 1,081 yards and 8 touchdowns, so he gets the deal.
What do you think about this Christian Wilkins story, Mike? He was released by the Raiders, and then a story came out today that apparently he was kissing a fellow player on the head, and the teammate took offense to it, and I guess they got into it?
Yeah, and the Raiders put this out there to further, you know, basically, you know, kind of cast a shadow over what's going on with this guy who didn't, now if you believe the Raiders side of the story, didn't follow their instructions to have the surgery that he needed. He, you know, again, we've also heard from players sometimes they feel the team surgeons aren't the best and maybe they want their own guy in rehab, but didn't follow the procedures and apparently the protocols that the Raiders set in motion. Then you find out that he was messing around with somebody and was like on the top of his head and the guy took offense to it and created a whole scene in the locker room.
17 sacks, 17 tackles, 2 sacks, 6 quarterback hurries in 5 games 2024 before undergoing that season-ending surgery. It was a Jones fracture for him. Now, apparently, allegedly, there are teams interested, but they just signed him. And to take back this money, that's a big deal.
Players Association is going to fight this thing tooth and nail.
They are.
This is over what happened, as Carl said, with the rehab after he got the surgery done. But this was a guy that, it's hard to measure because as a defensive tackle, you're doing some of the dirty work on the inside. And is that why, their edge rusher's there, one of the better ones, is able to do his thing because he's, sack-wise, 4.5, 3.5 was his best year. 9 with Miami his last year before he signed with the Raiders. But he's solid. We wanted him here that year, that draft.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look.
We talked about him in 2018.
He got a fair deal for what he was. It's just weird to see, how the Raiders are trying to maneuver this. Meanwhile.
Max Crosby's not happy about this, by the way.
Well, I wouldn't be either. You just took a dude off my defense that makes plays. Meanwhile, Mike, Terry McLaurin reports to camp. But they place him on the PUP list. He still doesn't have a new deal, but this is a hold in now, so they won't fine him the $50,000 that they were fining him with him being out. But it's just weird because he reports and then immediately it's like, oh, he's got an ankle thing, so we're going to put him on the PUP. I don't know what the circumstances are, but no new deal, so he's not out there and he's not going to be playing anytime soon until that happens. We're talking about Commanders wide receiver, and the Commanders are on our schedule this year, guys, as well.
Yep, and there was – that. By the way, I still see that story every few weeks where the Raiders – I should say the 49ers would make a trade, and they would send Brandon Ayuk to Washington, and they would send McLaurin over to San Fran and maybe have better traction over there getting his deal done with John Lynch. That's been out there. I'm not sure if that's got any juice.
Didn't they just trade for Debo?
Yeah, they got Debo.
Yeah.
So you'd be basically 49ers moving east. But, look, McLaurin, for so many years, was underappreciated. And I know because I've had him in, fantasy football. The numbers don't lie. He's always been rock solid. And now you got a fantastic QB in Jaden Daniels. If you're the Commanders, just pay the man, right?
Yeah, I don't know, again, what he's asking for, but we know what the range is. I mean, you're seeing guys get
it's
signed.
It's pretty much established.
Yeah, you're seeing guys get signed with where he pretty much is. He's had 5, speaking of those 1,000-yard seasons. So you just gave Cortland Sutton 4 years, 92. He's had 5 straight 1,000-yard seasons.
Washington Post says he wants $32 to $33 million a year.
And that's what he deserves. So, and my point is, he's better than Sutton, who just got that deal.
Final year of his base, and you said it, he's making 15.5, and he's worth twice that for sure.
Commanders on our schedule, by the way, on the 28th of September, that last weekend. So it's Bucks, Vikings, Panthers, Commanders. I think he'll be in camp, and certainly by the end of camp, and be playing by then. Hey, man, as we talk about what's going on around the NFL, did you catch any of the NFL Network stuff? Our buddy Steve Weiss was here over the weekend.
Yeah, saw him. Sorry, I'm Arthur Blank. Thank you, Mike and Carl. But, yeah, so Arthur out there, kind of like what Arthur was throwing out there. Arthur's not doing as many interviews and media because he's getting up there. Yeah. But he certainly looked good and had a lot of things to say. And one thing was certain, if you watch some of the NFL Network coverage, if you heard the coverage on the radio here on 92.9 The Game, was the energy. The crowd was massive. It looked great. I mean, it looks like what it's supposed to look like. That's what was so weird about last year, not having it.
It was. We didn't feel that, and the guys didn't feel it either. And it was funny because we asked them last year, how's it feel with no crowd? And they're like, we got to create our own juice. It's hard.
And I like the fact that we mentioned this to start the show, that there was a couple of dust-ups. Bergeron, who's a feisty guy, he's got that nastiness. Because it's funny, people, I think, sometimes always think of the edge rushers as the guys. The offensive linemen can be the nasty guys, nasty boys. So anyway, you had the two incidents with Pierce Jr., which we like to hear. And we're learning more and more about this guy. And everything I'm hearing about him, I like. And maybe as much as we were kind of like raising our eyes and eyebrows about him jumping into the second round, Terry Fontenot to get him, maybe that's just the kind of alpha dog we've been looking for.
Yeah. Look, the trade is only going to work, Mike, if he's successful and productive. And I say that because regardless if he's just an okay guy, it will be the trade won't be justified. Because, again, you move back into the first round to get him. Either way, I hope he is, and I like what I've seen so far.
Our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter put this out there on his column in the AJC, and he was looking back historically at guys that are starting trouble. And he says he doesn't remember many rookies coming in with making as much noise. D'Angelo Hall back at 04, who had an impact on the year we won that division and went to the NFC Championship. And he says maybe Spoon, our old buddy Sean Weatherspoon, back in 2010, as far as guys who came in and brought the intensity.
Yeah, when you're talking like that, though, you got to be able to back it up. And that's the thing. So if the intensity's there, it's going to help everybody on the defense. Hey, one other story I want to mention, guys. You guys remember Cordero Patterson, right?
He gone.
1 year he carried us. Was it Arthur Smith's first year, Mike, I believe it was?
He was the one-man gang, everything. He'd even throw footballs into the stands.
But he got released by the Steelers. The funny thing is his meme on social media, because he said, "I received the news on my day off." And everybody referred to Friday. How are you going to get fired on your day off? So the Steelers released him. But I don't know, Mike. I look at his numbers and what he did here. Remember at the end, he was saying he wanted the ball more here. But Cordell Patterson was a hell of a, and has been a hell of a.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A player and was a really good dude. So I don't know if he'll catch on somewhere else, but the Steelers have let him go.
You got to go back, and he's one of those guys. He ran with such a ferocity. I think at the time, Falcon fans were like, how does this guy not be a bigger weapon in his NFL career? He was mostly thought of as a return man, you know, occasionally kind of like could be a receiver, kind of do it all. But it was a great fit, and he was kind of like one of those coaches always have their pet projects, and he was one of Arthur Smith's.
No doubt.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.